opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on W-E-E-I.
Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't gonna go through anything physical. We just gonna walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't gonna be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Now, in fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Will, I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the f*** happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, you know, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bullshit through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
yeah, but if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
Watch your profanity.
Oh, what a great rant by Will Clark. How about that? Will Clark, of course, has his number retired by the San Francisco Giants, a Giants legend. Stood up by one Rafael Devers.
Yeah,
not
Devers.
Once, not twice, but thrice, as it turns out.
Yes. Yeah, so, not only does he confirm
Rafael Devers
what we were told earlier this week on WEEI Afternoons, that Devers ghosted him once. He actually says, no, it happened three times.
Yeah.
And while he goes on to make an excuse for Devers,
He's attempting to.
He still comes across quite angrily.
Yeah.
And also, he does say in there, people were apologizing on Devers' behalf because they understood how terrible it looked, that three straight days, Will Clark went out there to put him through the paces at first, and three straight days, he blew him off. Turns out, while Clark is making him an excuse, maybe...
I don't think this excuse holds any water.
Doesn't hold up.
Yeah, Will Clark's definitely, I think, trying to play peacekeeper here and trying to make sure that, I don't know, maybe Giants fans don't turn on Devers a little bit. So he lobbies up an excuse, and he's like, oh, I get it. I know what happened, even though I didn't hear this from Devers, because Devers hasn't said a word to me.
Well, no, he's never
said
one thing
to me. Other people had to apologize on his behalf, but he just didn't want to take grounders 20 feet away from the Red Sox dugout. Well, we have it on pretty good authority that he actually did take grounders 20 feet from the Red Sox dugout on the first day. That first day, that Friday to begin the series, he was taking grounders at first base.
Nice. Oh, so he was taking grounders.
Yeah.
Just not with Will Clark.
Not with Will Clark. Not when Will Clark said he would meet with him and teach him the lay of the land over there.
Even though he was supposed to.
Nope. So he's just
on
ignoring,
any one of three straight days.
So, and I still think it's a little bit piling on, but going back to David Ortiz reaching out to Devers, being like, hey, do you need help with anything or whatever? Like, you know, just another team legend who's also a DH, trying to talk to you, and you have no time for him. You're like, oh, okay, whatever. And now he gets there in what you would think would be at least the honeymoon stage of his time with the Giants. He's just at the press conference 24 hours earlier saying how he'll play any position they need, team first, excited to be a Giant. And they're like, great, we might need you at first base, actually. And we're not going to just have anybody out there. We're going to have Will Clark spend some time with you on Friday. Goes down there, doesn't see him. Will Clark's like, all right, I'll come back on Saturday. Doesn't see him. That's fine. Yeah. I'll be there Sunday.
Sunday.
Also doesn't see him. Ghosts him three straight times and doesn't even tell him he's not going to do it.
And again, people are apologizing on Devers' behalf.
That's a tough start.
They understand what it's only going to get worse.
They
with
have
this
eight
guy.
More years.
It's only going to get worse.
He's not going to play the field. Nah. I do not think he's going to play the field.
You don't think Clark's going to drag him out there by the scruff of his neck?
Kind of don't.
No, I don't either.
Although he might try. I mean, Will Clark, I'm not going to say Will Clark won't do something.
Well, Clark's an ornery old man.
He sure is.
And as we said earlier, he'll dog cuss you.
He did quite a bit.
No doubt about that.
He and Burnsy keep it pretty loose on that podcast.
Now, the beautiful thing about, and you're right, I should have said that earlier. That was with Eric Burns. I guess we now know that Will Clark won't be afraid to rip him pretty good if he does blow him off later on in the season. So we'll continue to follow that. I just wonder with Devers at this point in time, like, does he think anything is his fault? Like, anything?
Nope.
So my answer also would be no. I'd be curious if there's any bit of humility at any point with any of these embarrassments.
No.
Not talking to Cora, not talking to Devers, blowing off Will Clark, working out at first base, getting traded away, where basically none of baseball wanted him, by the way, on his contract.
Yeah,
getting
for sure
traded away from the Red Sox, refusing to play the field. Does he think any of this is his fault? And my answer, Raffy, would again be no.
No,
that is the case.
I don't believe so. I mean, it is.
No.
Like, how can you on one day say, I'll play any position you need me to, and then stand up Will Clark three straight days? And then I think when they approached him again, didn't the story come out that they're like, well, he's actually going to put that off for right now because, like, his hamstring's kind of barking at him or whatever.
Yep.
But he's still in the lineup. He's DHing. And
why do you think his hamstrings are bothering him, by the way?
He's not in great shape.
Yeah.
And also, it's just a reason to an excuse for them not to ask him to play the field.
No, I'm saying, right. I bet it is an excuse. But if you're taking it at face value, why are your hamstrings bothering you again? You're playing less in the field than you ever have. You're playing less than you ever have. That's so why are your hamstrings barking at you? Mm-hmm. I don't know. You're not exactly legging out a bunch of hits.
Not in tip-top shape, maybe?
In San Fran. What's he hitting again? It's been a while since I
234.
Looked.
We have it in the grab bag. Don't worry.
My master. Oh, I forgot we
the
do
The Daily
that.
Devers update.
Oh, yeah. Right. I forgot we settled in on that.
Grab bag, Jones.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
well,
right.
That's out.
Although we did have some good suggestions for the grab bag earlier today.
Oh, we did. We're trying to, as a show, remove some of the retired numbers in the city.
Well, building off of Shime's rant earlier today.
Yeah.
So, right, is Nifty's number still retired?
Right. Don Nelson's number still retired.
Pesky's still up there.
Right.
We have a lot of these that we can
do. We won't rest until they're ripped down from the rafters.
But yeah, my sense is Rafael, despite being embarrassed, I mean, he should be embarrassed that he got traded to the Giants for this whole flap. He should be embarrassed by it. And something tells me he doesn't think anything is his fault. That's a guess, but that would be my feeling.
Also, like, if you're a player and you have any kind of personal pride, it's one thing, like, and we almost, like, laughed at it a little bit just because he wanted credit for it, but, like, DeMar DeRozan got traded for Kawhi Leonard. He's like, I got traded for, like, Kawhi Leonard. Jameis Winston made jokes about being, like, replaced by Tom Brady. It's like, Rafael Devers, like, you just got traded. Who you get traded for? Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, and, like, two guys we'll never hear from. Like, oh, yeah, good return. Good return.
Kyle Harrison, by the way. Now, again, I heard some of these numbers secondhand from Nick, who is, unfortunately for me, watching Harrison's numbers like a hawk.
Yeah.
In Worcester.
He's our Worcester stat update guy.
Our Worcester correspondent?
That's what it could be.
There you go.
Our Worcester correspondent.
Harrison, Hicks, they both suck.
Guy maybe should be our correspondent. He's our scout. That guy's our scout.
I wish the guy, for all the people the Red Sox fired, they should have hired that guy.
He was on it.
Kyle Harrison's given you 13 innings in Worcester so far.
13 innings?
13 innings and over three starts.
As a starter.
He's 1-2. I got to be honest, not really sure how he even got the win.
1-2.
He scored 12 runs last night.
1-2. So he won the
did
one
he go
last
five?
Night?
He won the one last night.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Has he even gone
five? Went
five? He's only pitched 13 innings. Easy scorer there in Worcester.
He went five last night,
Oh, there you go.
Five flat.
He's giving you 13 innings.
Yeah.
11 runs.
What?
All earned. Five home runs.
Five home runs in 13 innings?
10 Ks?
Yeah.
Five walks.
Not great, Bob.
That's not going to get it done. That is an ERA of 7.62.
I was going to say, it's going to be approaching nine.
So to your point, DeRozan, at least I got traded for Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Not this
guy. You got Kyle Harrison coming back. Like, are we ever going to see Kyle Harrison?
No one likes Kyle Harrison more than me, and even I'm having a tough time defending.
When's he going to pitch for the big club?
Oh, the big club. Worcester. He's out there right now. He's on the bump last night. The big club, I wouldn't be holding my breath.
Last game of September when they want to give everybody a rest.
Well, initially...
He could be that guy like the Bruce Chen when they went out and got him just to pitch a game.
Initially, the thought process was they were just holding him out until after the 4th of July because of control. I'm starting to wonder about that one.
Yeah, he just stinks.
Keep holding him.
His numbers are worse in AAA than Walker Buehler's are in the majors.
That's right. Yeah, so, I don't want to make that swap.
Maybe don't rush him up. No. Meanwhile, Craig Breslow was discussing the trade deadline last night on Nesson. Now, we cut out... Legit, Keith, maybe I should have played this for you. We cut out just a... You ever started asking a question where you just don't really know where it's going?
Oh, every day.
You can't get out of it?
Every day I do.
Yeah. Alex Speer might have had, no joke, a 55-second question.
Oh, wow.
It was like...
Just went down a road.
I was like, hey, Alex, just pull the ripcord and get out of there, bud.
Am I on a podcast right now?
Alex, get out! Get out! So I had
now I kind of want to hear it.
I had him... It was 48 seconds.
The question was 48
you
seconds.
You want to play it?
Maybe I think we kind of need to. Do you have that, Nick? Maybe I might be more interested in the question than the answer. 48 seconds.
The answer was underwhelming, but let me tell you, the question was a real walk.
So was it multiple questions in it, or was it just a lot of preface?
You be the judge.
You've already made, I'm not sure if you remember this, you did make one trade earlier this summer, right? There was one, I think, in mid-June. And then you also have this other thing that's happening, which is that you're getting healthier. And so you've had a very crowded outfield, one where you've already been kind of trying to gerrymander playing time in order to using the DH spot for your wealth of talented left-handed outfielders. You're going to be Masa Yoshida will be part of that mix now. Does that put you in a position where you kind of have to think about do we want to trade from this area of depth in order to address other areas of need? Could the return of Masa be a kind of precipitating element for thinking about trades a little bit earlier than you might?
Yeah, it's something we have to think about.
Participating element is something Breslow understands, though. Yeah, he's like, these are words I compute.
Breslow got all of that. He's like, gerrymander, check. No, Breslow got it all.
This is a good question. Good question.
Yeah, nice detailed question.
Good question. Thanks for crafting that.
Anytime you got to kind of laugh at yourself and reset in the middle of a question.
Wow.
And we've all been there, Alex. I mean, this is not specifically picking on Alex, but just I heard this.
We've all been there. I'm not making fun. I'm just like, that is quite a road you go down. To basically be like, hey, do you feel like at this point you have too many outfielders? Wasn't that the question?
Yeah, hey.
Do you have a surplus of outfielders?
It seems like you got a lot of left-handed outfielders. Do you need to look at cleaning that up? Maybe trade from a surplus.
6 seconds.
Yeah, it was longer. Yeah, 48 seconds. When you start with...
You made a trade in June, I think.
Start. You might not remember.
At that point? Yeah, I think you made a trade in June.
Anytime you're going, and you got to reset. It is not a good sign.
The people looking around be like, we have Breslow for like 10 minutes.
They're up on the monster. It's Karen.
Yeah.
And you just know Tom Karen. Like, Jesus Christ. Karen.
Karen was working overtime. He was working the scoreboard last night.
He was doing the whole thing.
But crooked number on him.
Maybe that's why he was just so tired. His arms were exhausted.
Yeah, it's true.
And so you had Karen. Yeah, Breslow. And then you had Spear just kind of shorting out there.
I think they were like, all right, we got to fill here a little bit. Okay. So you can ask him two questions, or you can ask him one real long one. He's like, guys, I got it.
Ask him a 48-second question. Somewhere Wiggy is nodding in approval at that question.
That's great.
Let me hear the answer, though, if I could.
Yeah, it's something we have to think about. I don't think you ever want to be in a position where you have to make a trade. And you know, there's this very fine line between having the problem of an overcrowded roster and having enough depth to weather injuries and keep guys off their feet. And I think the flexibility of opening the DH spot gives the opportunity for Alex to kind of rotate through that position and make sure that guys are getting at bats. And it does mean that on any given night there could be a really good player who's not in the lineup. But as we've seen, the way that Alex manages is really aggressively. And just because you don't start the game doesn't mean that you don't find yourself in it at a critical moment. Now I think there potentially could be some opportunities to make what I think people would call just like baseball trades, right? Where you're using depth in one area to address a need in another. And I think we'll be very open-minded about those things, but I don't think we're in a position where we have to make a trade.
Okay. So I don't know what I like less, the question or the answer. But I did not.
A lot of words said in a minute and 44 seconds.
I did not love that answer from Breslow. Basically, yeah, we don't have to make any trades. We could make a baseball trade.
So I'm hoping, and maybe he's being super honest, but a lot of GMs, especially the closer you get to a trade deadline, have to lie and manipulate the truth, as it were. And so maybe he just doesn't want to come across as desperate at all. So when he's on the other end of the line with another GM, they're like, well, we already know that you need to make a trade. Like, you made it clear. So maybe there's a little bit of that. Because I actually liked his answer at the beginning, because that is trading from your team, maybe even trading a player that people like, or trading a player that you guys use every night, but you're not a seller, right? Like, you could still, you realize that that might be the best way to create roster flexibility for the number of guys that are at the big league level, as well as adding to a position of weakness, which right now, starting pitching probably is. Despite the gem that Bayo threw, despite the run that Giolito's on,
yeah,
you could always use another starter.
Harrison and Triple A.
Harrison blows.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
But like, Harrison and Walker Buehler are two reasons why they need another starter. And if you can trade one of those outfielders, because right now you have Anthony, you have Rafael, you have Abreu, you have Duran, now you have Yoshida coming back. He's not going to play in the outfield, but you're just talking about moving around DHs. Plus, Ref Snyder, when it comes to smoking lefties, right? Like, he's going to be in the lineup. So you have a bunch of guys that if you can upgrade somewhere else, and that's what it seemed like he was saying in that answer before he ended it with, like, we don't need to make a trade.
So, right, Duran for Joe Ryan, in theory, and again, this has kind of been walked back a little bit, or at least some of the initial reporting maybe was leading us to believe it could be imminent, whereas the Twins are more, Red Sox are more monitoring the situation. The Twins are seeing if they fall out of it and they need a big return and all these other qualifiers. But that would be a swap to me. That is a baseball trade, a baseball swap. You're not trading Duran for prospects over here and then trading other prospects for a player over there where you're buying and selling. That, to me, would be the kind of move where if you're going to trade Duran, I would be okay with it. That's a trade I would make.
Mm-hmm.
Bradford said the Red Sox do like him. This is on Twitter. We'll talk to Bradfo tomorrow, meaning
nice.
Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
He says he was a target when the Twins were asking around about Tristan Cassis before this year.
I hadn't even thought about this guy in months.
With two more years of control after this year, it would need a hefty return.
Could you?
Who do you think said no in the offseason about that? Were the Twins like, we want Cassis, and the Sox were like, no thanks?
Or were they
like, we want Cassis plus?
Home run, 120 RBI.
Right. Who said no to that?
Well, Breslow thought 41-20, and he probably also thought Walker Buehler was going to be halfway decent, so they probably said no.
Ugh.
No, I know. I mean, you'd like to have that one back, but could you run it back?
Let's get.
Like, I know he's hurt. Like, super hurt. He's always hurt.
Let's clarify that with Bradfo tomorrow. Who said no? When they were talking about it, who said no? Like, who was the one who didn't want to make that trade?
So I hadn't even thought about him, honestly, in so long that between now and the deadline, is that a guy that would have any? You're selling low. Too low, you think?
Well,
would you trade him,
of
though?
Of course, yeah. But you would need more in that trade is what I'm saying. You'd need.
For Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or like for a top-end pitcher. But like when I was thinking of all the different things, I keep going back to Duran or Abreu, one of the two, or some of your prospects not named, you know, the guys that we talk about all the time, the top guys. I hadn't even considered him as a possibility because, like, do you write him in as the starting first baseman next year?
No.
I don't. Yeah. But now, you might have to. You might not have a better option, but I don't know. If you could get something good for him, because I just don't think you can rely on him.
Right.
I would do that.
My plan would be all in on Pete Alonso this offseason or making a trade, but, right, maybe you back into Cassis as your first baseman next year, but that is not what I'm trying to do. Yeah. Would you entertain any thought of trading Christian Campbell?
So I'm pretty down on Campbell because a lot of, you know, he was flying up the rankings and it was really based just off of what other people were saying. Like, I didn't really get it. I didn't see him until this year and I was pretty underwhelmed, as I think most people were. He was rookie of the month in April.
He had a great April.
And then kind of fell apart.
We'll always have April.
I don't know what position he plays and he wasn't hitting, but to answer your question, no, I would not trade him yet.
I wouldn't either. And let me give you two examples of why I wouldn't. And this guy is a better regarded prospect than either of these next two names. Bayo and Rafaela. And Campbell's in the same boat of, and he signed before he even played a game. But, or was it right after he played a couple of games? I'm trying to remember. I think it was before he even played a game. He had his extension, right?
Before
he even played, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because remember, he was like, not before the season. Then it was like the season started or whatever. And it was like, boom.
So, Rafaela and Bayo. If you asked me this a month ago, I'd be like, and I said this, we talked about this. Breslow handed out contract extensions to Campbell,
mm-hmm.
Rafaela, and Bayo, and they all look terrible. Well, a month later, two of those actually look great.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bayo had a longer track record in the majors. Rafaela's in, well, it's parts of three seasons, but his second full season in the bigs. And it'd be way too early to give up on Christian Campbell. Now, look, anybody's available on the right deal. You're giving me Paul Skeens or something like that. A guy texts about Paul Skeens every day. You're not getting him. But, like, just to give you a high-end comp.
We all love Paul Skeens.
All right, fine. I mean, I'm getting something like that. Sure, I'll trade Campbell. But I'm not looking to trade him anytime soon. They'd be throwing in the towel way too
soon. Who do you think will have the better career, Tristan Casas or Christian Campbell?
I would hope Campbell, but I would say pretty confidently Campbell at this point.
I think Campbell.
At least he hasn't had the injuries that Cassis has had.
I mean, there's always the chance.
But he also
too,
hasn't even had a half season of production like that.
There's also, like, you know, a few years ago, Yoan Moncada and Andrew Benintendi were like 1-2 in the prospects, and they decided to trade away Moncada. They kept Benintendi, and, like, I don't know, neither one did anything.
No.
Although Benintendi squeezed out a random All-Star appearance.
They also kept Devers in that trade.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, they could have shipped out Devers, and they didn't. I think, if that timeline works, right? When they brought in Sale, they didn't trade Devers.
Probably. That was 17 for the, for the 17 season, right? Or the 18 season. No, 17 season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't like that I keep reading that they might be selling, and meaning
like Duran for prospects or something like that.
They're linked more to names that could be going out. Duran, I know you don't like Jim Bowden, and I don't blame you, but
Ralph?
Bowden had Bregman again today as a name that could move. Chapman was a name last week where I think Jason Stark surveyed all the front office members, and he was the most likely reliever to move at the deadline. So, no, I don't like that I keep reading about names that could be going out, and I admittedly didn't love that answer from Craig Breslow either. That doesn't sound like a trade is imminent, although it was better than the question he was asked. 617-779-7937. We got all your feedback there. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons there at Fenway today. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got the manager of the Boston Red Sox, the Red Hot Red Sox, Alex Cora on WEEI Afternoons. We got the clip du jour, and right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
This is loneliness and loneliness is cleanliness and cleanliness is godliness and godliness.
Grab Bag.
Just like me.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by CCL, your local TimberTech dealer. Brian Bayo tossed a complete game in last night's Red Sox 10-2 win over the Rockies at Fenway. Bayo gave up just two runs, five hits, and struck out 10. Trevor Story went 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs, including a 3-run home run. Red Sox are now on a 5-game winning streak. Sox look to sweep the series tonight with the first pitch at 7:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Stomach at WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito gets the ball in the series finale against the Rockies' Antonio Zenzatella. Don't forget to tune into the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand beginning at 6:10. Brad Stevens told the media yesterday that Al Horford's return to the Celtics is, quote, unlikely. And tonight, the Revolution host Lionel Messi and Inter-Miami CF kickoff from Gillette Stadium is 7:30. It's never too early to start planning your new deck or rail system from TimberTech. TimberTech is the number one premium advanced PVC and composite decking that captures the beauty of real wood. Visit CCL in Abington today to see the huge selection of TimberTech products, or check us out online at cclco.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.